Welcome to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. Today we've got an amazing message of hope and healing just for you. God's word never returns to him void, so let this message sink deep into your heart so that you can walk out your complete healing journey today.
Hello everyone and welcome to Healing Journeys Today. And today's topic, I really believe strongly, it needs to stay on the focus of how you can take what I'm saying and make it a formula. So we're going to title the topic, Healing is Not a Formula. That's how I titled it. And what I want to share with you is, just for example, I have callers call in, and they share with me, they explain to me, it's like, look, I've been talking to God, I've been asking for help and guidance, and I'm letting go, and nothing's working. Well, I understand that, you know, they're frustrated, but the thing is, you know, only been doing it for a couple weeks, 2 weeks, a month, or whatever. A relationship takes time to develop. Yes, and I understand if you're sick, you probably believe you don't have any time. So for me to share this properly, I want to help you to absolutely understand the point that it's coming to God with everything that you are. Say, God, here I am. I cannot seem to get healing to work, God. You've got to help me because I can't speak to my mountain anymore because it's not working. I don't seem to be able to trust that I am healed, God. I read the scriptures. I see what the scripture says, and the scripture says that by your stripes I am healed. But I can't seem to see that happen in my life. If that's you, if you see that, you come to God and ask him for his help. It's not this formula. It's not these things that you are trying to do to get something to work. So if you're talking to God and explaining to him, look, I've even talked to you and I've asked you for help, but I'm not seeing anything. Are you really crying out to God from your heart for help? Or are you just crying out to God to get something to work? I hope this makes sense because I did the Christian life and made it a formula for almost probably a little over 8 years. And it totally destroyed me because it was all about what I had to do. All the pressure was on me. So if I say this and I quote this, then I'll get this. It was always do this and get this. It was never coming to God and asking him for help and guidance. All the pressure was on me. And it was my formula that I was trying to do. And that's what I want to help people to see is, don't take the things I'm saying throughout these teachings and make them another formula or another step to get something. No, take what I'm saying and see that God loves you so much and that he doesn't want you to have all the pressure and the burden of trying to receive your healing. God doesn't want that. And this scripture I'm going to use a lot all throughout everything I teach on here because it really explains a lot. And so I have to share it now. It's Mark chapter 11, verse 24. And it says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and then you'll have them. It says, believe that you receive, so you already got it. It doesn't say try to receive. It says, believe that you receive them. And that doesn't mean check out your body and see what the doctor says and see what your mind says and see what your family members and friends say. No, it means believe that you received already, that by Jesus' stripes you are healed, that you're already healed. Don't check everything else to see if the word of God's real. I really strongly preach on this because I used to check my body to see if I was healed. Well, that didn't work for 8 years because I'd check my body and my body would tell me I was not healed and then I'd fall back right back into unbelief and pressure and stress like I got to get something to work to manifest something. No, I want you to see that that you cannot make that a formula. You just believe it. You believe only that by Jesus' stripes, you are healed today. Right now. And how can you make that a formula? You can't. You can't turn it into a 12-step, I love to say 12 steps, 10 steps program on how to get healing to work. You can't do this and this and this and this and get this kind of outcome. Okay, if it works like that, then for you, that's great. I understand it. If it did work for you, that's great. But there's a lot of people like myself that I've run into on a daily basis on the over the phone right now that kind of thinking, believing didn't work. They didn't just do this and then get this. And they're out there struggling. That's why I'm sharing what I'm sharing. Now, if you have some kind of formula or 12-step program that gets you healed, that's great. It's just never, ever worked for me. And there's a lot of other of us out there that it has not worked for you guys either. And that's why I'm sharing on not to make this a formula. Even what I say, don't make this a formula. But come to God with your whole heart. Say, God, I can't do this. It's okay to say you can't do this. Especially if you've spoken to your mountain for so long. You come to God and say, God, my hope deferred made my heart sick. God, I'm tired. I'm so tired of trying to believe and trying to receive and do all these things to receive. You know, I speak in tongues. I take communion. I speak to my mountain. I go to church. I pray for sick people. I read the healing scriptures. These are all things I used to do. God, I'm doing all these things and I'm not seeing the healing manifest. You know, I was doing all them things, but I wasn't just believing. All the pressure was on me to get something to work out of my formula that I have created. I don't teach on formula. I teach on God help me. God help me because I can't do it. I can't do this, God. Help me. I just can't do it. I'm done, God. I'm never going to do it again. I was talking to somebody on the phone today, telling them the same thing. I said, you need to quit. You need to quit all your works and everything you've tried to do to try to get healed. You can fight all you want. But if you don't have a relationship with God and coming to Him and asking Him for His help and His guidance, then it's most of the times it's not going to work. Like I said, if it does work for you, great. But I'm dealing with a lot of people on healing journeys today because I know through the phone calls that nothing is working. And where else do we go? The only place I can point you guys back to when all your formulas and all your steps don't work is I can point you right back to Jesus Christ Himself, to God Almighty, and say, God, help me. Just the way you got saved. You cried out to God and said, God, help. I can't live this life anymore. God, help me. Boom, you got saved by crying out to God. Well, let's go back to that again and say, God, help me. I can't, for some reason, manifest healing, receive healing. God, help me. Let's just do the same thing that we did when we first got born again. And it was simple back then. You didn't have to do anything to get born again except for cry out to God, correct? Well, let's cry out to God in the area of healing because you personally can't do it. And if you can, that's great. But I'm talking to certain people out there that have tried for so long and spoke to their mountain and spoke in tongues and took communion every day to be healed and to prayed for sick people and went to church and done everything that you can do to believe that you have done something to receive your healing. I'm talking to you. Now I want to take you from your formula to God. Straight to God and say, God, I can't do this. I just can't do that. You've got to help me. Just come to God in humility. That's humility. Humble yourself underneath the mighty hand of God. That way He may exalt you in due time. And how do you come to God? By casting all your cares upon God. And here's the thing. Everything you've been doing to try to stand on healing is a worry and a care. And the worry and the cares of healing will choke out the seed of healing. So if that's you, come stop everything. Turn back to God and say, God, I need you now because I can't do this. Obviously, I've been trying for a long time. I cannot do this. God, help me. Just like your salvation was. Healing's the same way. You cried out to God for salvation. You cry out to God and for help. The same thing for healing. God, help me. God, I can't do this. God, help. That's what I got. That's what's making me function. That's what's making me be able to have the freedom in my heart. It's a total God dependency versus what I did before as a formula and a pattern doing all these things to get everything to work. That's just a lot of pressure and stress, and the worries and the cares of healing does choke out the seed of healing. So I'm trying to get you guys to see and expose some things in your life that you might be trying to do instead of resting. And when you come to God and ask God for help, then you can rest because the burden's not on you. He said, cast it on Him. Cast all your cares and burdens upon God. Just cast them on Him in the area of healing. Say, God, I can't do this. And really have an open conversation. I talk to God every day. I told God yesterday, I says, God, I can't do this ministry. I don't have what it takes. But God, if you want to use me to flow through me and speak to people through this camera, you're more than willing to do whatever you want with me. Because God, I can't do this. I can't come up with great teachings. I don't know how to do all this, God. You've got to help me. I was never schooled and really good in school. It's very hard for me to sit there and study a book. And to this day, it's a battle, and I have to ask God for help for being able to have the patience and sit and look at the Word of God. It's easy. It's a little bit easier, but it's still a struggle and a battle. And I ask God for help. I don't try to, overcome it myself out of my own strength. No, I come to God. God says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Now I said that. He didn't say, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you all these formulas on how to get everything to work and cause a bunch of pressure and stress to cause you to want to quit and give up on me. No. He said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. If you have a fighting faith, it's not going to last. If you have a resting faith, that means God is in it, and God is doing it inside of you. It's not you trying to fight to get anything to happen. I had a fighting faith for years. I fought, and worked my formula, and worked it, because I was a fighter. Well, guess what? When I quit and got out of the way, asked God for help, and gave up on all of it, and say, God, I can't do it, here you go. If you can do something, please help me. That's when the kingdom of God showed up inside of me, and I didn't have to try to live for God and do my formula anymore. I could actually let God live a life in me and empower me and give me the faith to believe only that by Jesus' stripes I'm already healed. That's the only scripture that God blew up in my heart after I quit. After I quit trying to work my own steps and trying to make some kind of formula out of it. After I stopped all that and came back to Jesus, just like I did when I got saved, I came to Jesus only. I didn't have any works involved. Another thing is, how can you work a formula and work it when it's supposed to be a free gift? The free gift of salvation, that includes healing. So how can you go out and work a formula to get healing to work? It's a free gift. You can't work for a free gift. That's what negates the free gift. And I believe that was one of my problems. One of my big problems, I tried to work everything. Because, I'm a guy. I like to fix everything. I put my hands to something and I fix it. I go do it. Now I don't. Now I ask God for help and guidance, and I feel His strength and His power and presence in me. I can do it without asking God for help, like doing just simple things, chores around the house, whatever. But I choose to, if I don't forget, if I choose, I choose to ask God for help and bring Him into whatever I'm doing. It just makes it more relational, more personal, and more enjoying to bring God into everything I'm doing. That's a big part of my relationship. So when I say you need to have a relationship with God, it's asking God for help and guidance a lot. God, help me, because I can't do this. God, I got pain in my body. I already know the scripture that by your stripes I'm healed, and I believe that, but God, help me. And then if God tells me to speak to my mountain at that point, yeah. But I'm not going to speak to my mountain a million times every single day to try to get something to work that's supposed to already been worked. Healing already happened 2,000 years ago. So if I'm a believer only, and in Mark chapter 11, like it says here, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and then you'll have them. If that's what I believe in, and I believe that I've already received it, why am I speaking to my mountain a million times if I believe that I've already received it? No, it counteracts each other. It makes it very difficult and confuses your heart. It's okay to speak to your mountain. Go ahead and speak to your mountain. But I recommend, if you're speaking to your mountain more than, a couple months or something, probably even less than that, you really need to ask God and say, God, do I just need to believe the word that by your stripes I'm already healed? And like Mark chapter 11 says, to believe that I've received already, then I'll have what I prayed for. Or do you want me to keep speaking my mountain? I mean, I know what I would do. I would stop speaking my mountain because hope deferred makes the heart sick. And that's what that does. And why am I going to speak to my mountain when I believe my mountain's already been gone? It's already, or I'm already healed. So why am I speaking to a mountain if I'm already healed? It counteracts each other. I'm going to be a believer. I've chosen in my heart, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, me quitting all my formula and steps to get things to work, and I turned back to God and said, I'm done with this life. I'm done with healing. I'm done with everything. If you can do something, go ahead. I believe God led me to this scripture in the other scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, that says, by Jesus' stripes I am healed. You were healed, it says. That means I am healed. If I was healed 2,000 years ago, that means I'm healed now. I chose to take these two scriptures and believe only. Yes, I spoke to my mountain a few times, but God showed me, look, if you're a believer, why do you keep trying to get something to move that you believe has already moved in your heart? You're counteracting yourself, and you're making yourself all up and down and all over the place. God told me to be a believer only. You speak to your mountain. This is what he showed me. He said, Jeremiah, you speak to your mountain, and then as soon as you speak to your mountain, you believe that it's moved, that you've already received your healing, that MS is already gone. You speak one time, and you believe that scripture. And when symptoms come, you ask me to help you to keep believing that by your stripes, I'm already healed. And that's what I've been doing. Every time, I'm very much symptom free now, so it's not like it used to be. But when I was just starting to walk this out, symptoms were coming. I was tired. I was messed up, and my emotions were still messed up from trying to do my formula for so long that I turned to God and asked him for help a lot. I said, God, and I remember I would say it. I said, God, I do, because I do believe. I'm a believer only now. I said, God, I believe your word that by your stripes I am healed. But man, these symptoms are getting to me. I told God I was not going to speak to a mountain. The mountain's already moved. That's how much I believe. I believe the mountain's already moved. So I don't need to speak to the mountain again. That's just how I believe. And I'm sharing this with you so maybe the Holy Spirit can spark something on the inside of your heart through what I'm saying. Am I saying that this is how it is for everybody and this is the only way? No. But this is what I'm saying is the only thing that worked for me after I tried everybody else's way, is all I'm saying. So if you're like me and you've tried to everybody else's way and listened to everybody else's teachings and nothing else worked, I pray that there's something in what I'm saying that will open your eyes up to show you how you can stop all of it and turn back to your first love. I'm trying to point you guys back to God. Not another formula on how to get something to work. So please do not take what I'm saying and make a formula out of it. Get heart to heart with God. Say, God, help me. I can't. I just can't do this anymore. Unless you're one of those people out there that have just started doing this and you feel like you can keep speaking to your mountain and your mountain will move. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you get burnt out, hear what I'm saying. If you're just tired of seeing nothing in your body, hear what I'm saying. All I'm trying to do is point you back to God. That's where I went. When all of it didn't work, I went straight back to God, just like I did when I asked Jesus to save me. I cried out to God for help. Let's get back to the basics of this, because ultimately, when you cried out for God for help, that meant you got saved, you got healed, you got all of it right then and there. It's yours. And God just needs you to believe that you've already got it. And for me, speaking to the mountain every day made me all twisted in my belief and made my heart unstable because I was trying to believe that I already got it, but then I was speaking to something to move. How can I speak to something to move in my body, like the sickness, the MS, and when I'm trying to believe that it's already done, that I'm already healed? It counteracts each other. You're fighting against yourself in this. I want to be a believer only, so I'm going to pray. I'm going to speak to my mountain 1, 2, 3 times. Me, one time. I'm going to speak to my mountain. MS, go now in Jesus' name. And then I'm going to switch over to being a believer only that says, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. I am healed today. after I prayed and I'm healed. And then it says, if you believe you received in Mark chapter 11, if you believe that when you prayed, that I better just read it because I'll mess it up. I always do. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and then you will have them. And then you'll have them. So believe that you've already received. You speak to your mountain. Then you go into being a believer only and believe that you've already received. And then you'll have what you prayed for. And when pain comes, say, God, help, because that's not my pain. I believe that I'm already healed, God. Help me, because the pain's starting to speak to me. This pain's trying to give me unbelief. God, you've got to help me. And what I'm doing is I'm taking all the pressure off of you by trying to have to speak to your mountain for years or however long of a period of time and putting all the pressure on God. God already told you to cast all your cares upon him. So I'm not going to lead you back to a formula. I'm just helping you to see how you can cast your cares upon God when pain's starting to come. Now, for me, it's absolutely working 100% because I can't deal with the pressure anymore of trying to have to receive healing. And this scripture says it's not my job anyways. That's basically what it says. Believe that you received already. Believe that you received. Believe that you receive, and then you'll have what you prayed for. I believe I received. So I'm not going to counteract what I believe by doing something else, trying to get something to move, like pain. Pain go, pain go, pain go is okay. But like I said, if that works for you, great. But for me, it never worked. So I'm going to just be a believer. And when pain comes, I already prayed to the mountain. The mountain's already moved. I spoke it and cast it so far in the sea. The MS is gone now in Jesus' name. Now I'm just going to rely on God to give me the strength to keep believing. God, help me to keep believing because the pain's yelling at me. And that pain is not who I am, God. I talk to God out loud like this. I just tell him. I said, God, that's not my problem. That pain is not mine. That's not my problem. I've already spoke to it. It's gone. God, help me. I don't know if that's going to make sense to anybody, but this is how it's working for me. And each one of us are teaching how it worked for us. That's what I believe. Everybody on Healing Journeys today is sharing something that's worked for them. I really do believe that because they're healed. They wouldn't be sharing anything at all if they didn't receive the healing. And I believe they have received their healing because they're on Healing Journeys today and they're on Andrew Womack's Healing Journeys. And, you know, I just pray for you guys that what I'm saying makes sense, that the Holy Spirit can click something in your heart to get you free from all the pressure that's been put on you on how you have to try to receive healing. And how I came from being a formula guy, trying to work a formula to get something to work, into believing that it's already done. That I don't have to keep speaking my mountain over and over and over again for years anymore. I can just believe the word. The word that says, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed, and that I believe that I've already received. You believe that you receive, and then you'll have what you prayed for. I believe that I received it all. I already am healed. I'm not going to speak to my mountain anymore because it's already moved in my mind. That's where my faith is. My faith is in the word that says that it's already moved. So I'm not going to keep speaking to it anymore. That's all I'm sharing with you guys. As I'm a believer now, and how do I keep believing through everything? If pain doesn't go away instantly. God help me. I can't do this anymore. I've tried for so long. I can't, God. I need you now. Help. Help me, Lord. Help me. I love you, God, and I know you love me, and you didn't mean for healing to be so hard. And I don't think it is, God. Help me. Help me. I love you, God. Help me. That's how I talk with God. He's my everything. And he has made me be a believer in the word only, and the word says that by his stripes I'm already healed. You know, it's not any other way for me. There's nothing else left. I've tried everything else. I've done everything else that I could get my hands on that people told me to do. From laying hands, I've used to pray for all kinds of people, try to get myself healed because somebody told me that. There's all kinds of things I did to try to receive healing, to try to get healing to work in my life. And I promise you, all I did was quit and turn to God and say, God, I can't do this. I'm done. If I try to seek healing any longer, I don't even know if I'll, I'll be saved because I might actually reject my salvation. I can't lose my salvation, but I can make a conscious choice to say I'm sick and tired of all this and reject it. And I'm sure I probably wouldn't have done that, but man, I was getting close to being really out of control and really messed up, and I don't know what would have happened. And that's why I knew I had to quit. I had to quit and stop trying to get something to work in the area of healing because it wrecked me. I pray that whoever's watching this, you talk to God about what I'm saying. You ask God questions. Say, God, what is Jeremiah saying? What does the scriptures that he's talking about mean? Go to God yourself personally to get your own revelation of what I'm saying, of what the Word of God means. You can have your own revelation, even if it's the same revelation I got. If I can press you guys to get into God and say, God, help me. I am done with this. I'm not working another formula. I just can't do it, God. I'm too sick, and hope deferred made my heart sick even more. My emotions are wrecked because of this, God. God, help me. I can't do this. I just had a friend yesterday call me. Same thing. He was fighting to do everything, and I've been telling him to quit for a while and turn to God, and he did. He quit on everything he was trying to do to help everybody with Christianity and what he thought he had to do, and all the pressure was on him. He finally quit on all of it and said, God, I can't do this. Help me. And as soon as he said that, the peace of God came into his heart, and he's been really good. Yeah, he's still got thoughts coming and going, yeah, but he's way better than he was a couple days ago. I could tell a huge difference in his voice. And I'm like, what did you do? And then he was all giddy like a little child, telling me, he's like, brother, I quit. I did it. I did what you said. I quit. And I turned to God and asked him for help. It works in the area of healing, in the area of financing, in the area of everything in your life. God, I can't do it. Help me. I just like he got saved. God, help me. God, save me. Help me. It's the same thing. And then you'll have the authority through that relationship with God, that childlike dependency, asking God for help and guidance and thanking him and just talking to him about problems for his advice. Say, God, I don't understand how to go about whatever situation you're dealing with. It works for everything. Come to God. See the scripture come to life in your heart. From your head to your heart. And this is how you do it. Stop all your formulas and just come back to your first love and say, God, I can't do this. I need you. I need you to tell me what direction to go in at this point, because I've done everything that the Word of God says. I've done every formula that I've read from every pastor. I've done everything that everybody's told me what to do. God, I'm fed up with it. I need you now. I need you to show me. I need you to help me, because I'm done with this. I'm not trying to do anything, God. And by the way, I cast all my cares upon you at this point in the area of healing too, because I'm done. It's your problem now. God, you give me the faith to believe the scripture, because I can't even do that. Now, if you can believe that you can work up your faith and do all that, go ahead. I'm not against it. I'm just dealing with certain people out there that I know that are watching that have been trying to work a formula and it hasn't worked. So if this is not for you, I understand. I'm not trying to reach every single person, because each person's in a different walk with Christ in the area of healing. I just know from talking to a lot of people that they're struggling with the same thing I struggled with, and I'm just sharing with what I walked out. What I walked out and how I could just quit and turn to God and ask him for help. That's all I'm doing, guys. Because I do. I have a passion. Whoever talks to me on the phone, they know. They know I have a passion to help them. And I do. I do the best I can. Now, some people want me to stay on the phone for more than an hour at a time, and that's hard. And then I don't hear from them ever again, because I have to tell them. I say, I don't have time to spend that much time with everybody on the phone. I just don't. You know, I do spend quite a bit of time on the phone with people anyways. I do. But I just, you know, it's just hard for me to stay on for, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours on the phone. I mean, in a crisis situation, I suppose, you know, I can push other people away and not answer their phone calls and really minister. And definitely if God tells me to. Absolutely. But here's the thing. I'm trying to get you guys to go call on God. Not just me. And you know, and maybe someday, this would be great if people would call me and tell me how this has worked for them. Which I've gotten a few phone calls lately, because I've been talking about the message for long enough where people are getting my heart and they're seeing. That's why I keep repeating myself in many different ways and sharing this basically in the same way. I mean, I just try to talk about it a little bit different each time. That way you can follow what I'm saying, and faith come by hearing. So I know if I keep sharing it and share it through a different light, that you guys can maybe grab a hold of Jesus. Grab a hold of God with all of your heart and say, God, I can't do it. Now it's your turn. God, you help me. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you guys to come to God. Not my teachings. Not anybody's teachings. I'm trying to get you to come to God. I don't care about anything else, but if I can get you to God, you have a chance to believe. You have a chance to become a believer, to believe the scripture only, that by Jesus' stripes you are healed. That's what I'm doing. I'm desperately trying to get you guys into God as far as I can get you guys into Him. And get you guys away from this formula that everybody's been teaching on how you get things to work. No, I'm getting you to come back to your first love. Like in that book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 2 through 5. I know your works, your labor, and your patience, and you cannot bear those who are evil, and you tested those who called themselves apostles and found them to be liars. And you have persevered for my name's sake. God, you know what I'm talking about. That's in the book of Revelations. And he's talking to a church, and he's complimenting them up to this point. And then at the end, he says, I have one thing against you. You have left your first love. This is what I'm trying to get Christians back. I want to get Christians back to their first love instead of a formula on how to live the Christian life. This is not meant to be a formula. It's meant to be a relationship, a childlike dependency upon God, as God called Abraham a friend, and Abraham did not have a word to go do. There was no Bible at that point. He just walked and talked with God and asked him questions and asked him for help. That's what I'm trying to get you guys back to. Stop. I really am trying to get you guys to stop. Stop. Quit. Turn back to God and say, God, I can't do this. I need your help now. Help me, because I've done this long enough and it's burnt me out and it's hurt my emotions and it's wrecked my relationship that I thought I had with you, Lord God. Help me. It's time to come back. So Father, I just pray for each person that sees this, that they will get one step closer to coming to you, God, and getting freedom. In Jesus' name, see you guys next week.
We hope you got some great nuggets of wisdom out of that teaching. Thank you for listening to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. And don't forget, you can find us live on Facebook and YouTube 7 days a week. If you would like to donate, please go to www.healingjourneystoday.com. Isaiah 53:5 says, "And by His stripes, we are healed." God bless you.